Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Phones are open if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
We're talking about Liberland, and I just have a few more things that I learned during the news there that I wanted to share about it. Liberland is a... was created back in 2015. It, as you mentioned before, Conan, is a piece of land. It's basically a swamp in the middle of the Danube River between Serbia and Croatia. It is no man's land, I think is the terminology, where it's not claimed technically by either country, but yet the Croatian government has been arresting people, at least they were in the first few years when they were trying to go and set foot on this property. They would arrest them.
For what? For what reason?
I think for border violations or something. I don't remember the exact. It's been years since we've paid a lot of attention to Liberland.
That raises an interesting question, though. How would these people get to Liberland without passing through either Croatia or...
They come from Serbia.
Serbia.
They come from Serbia. In fact, that is where the their little festival that they've been doing, apparently since maybe 2018 or 2017. I'm not real clear on when it started, but somewhere around then, I think... they're doing what they call the Floating Man Festival. So like Burning Man, but Floating Man. The Liberland Summer Festival happens in August. This year it'll be August 11th through the 14th. But it doesn't really happen in Liberland, or at least according to the article here from the Irish Times, written about, I believe, the second, or maybe it was the first one. And they say 100 people attended, which is more than attended Forkfest the first year, by the way. So that's a fairly impressive attendance for a year number one kind of an event. However, it actually happens in Serbia. According to the Floating Man website, which is floatingman.ll.land, the three-day-long event takes place in Apatin, Serbia. But they do visit Liberland during the event at some point, and that's what they wrote about in this article.
That's perplexing.
At the Irish Times. No, it's
not.
Is
this to reduce the chance of arrest?
Yes, that's exactly why, because they say here during the visit, this was the article written in 2019. Now, there is an image of the president on what looks like an island with some people. And it says here in the story toward the end that as we approach Liberland, they're talking about the boats that they're on and such, we are joined by the Croatian police tailing us in small motorboats. They keep pace all the time we're in the vicinity of the disputed territory. As we draw close to the border, we see police on the beach dotting like lighthouses along the coast. We do not land. We are not arrested. Instead, we arrive at an island on the other side, and those who applied are presented with official citizenship parchments.
Wait, so they can't even get to Liberland because
it's
of the Croatian police?
But the way it's written, it's not clear whether they're on an island that is actually in Liberland or some other island in Serbia. It's just not clear. But they are saying in this most recent blog post at Liberland.org that they are intending to have a settlement in Liberland soon. Now, whether that means this year or 5 years from now, you know,
that's going to be difficult if they can't, you know, travel there without being arrested by the Croatian police.
Yeah, it'll be interesting, and I hope that the people who follow Liberland closely will keep us in the loop. We used to have a regular caller who would kind of clue us into what was going on there, and I would love to hear about, you know, this ongoing situation.
With you in that. I like the Competition of Liberty projects, mm-hmm. but it sounds to me like Liberland is as close to a government boondoggle as you can get with a libertarian project. It sounds like it's just a monumental waste of time, energy, and resources, and the people behind it should find a different project or create a different project to pursue.
Well, We'll see. I mean, I like I said, I wish them the best. I hope they can succeed with this. I hope that there can be people living there without being molested by the state. Of course, as you pointed out, Conan, as soon as money starts flowing in there, as soon as it starts to become a thing, the state's going to take a newfound interest in this swampland that it previously didn't give a damn about.
But they're not even getting that far, though. They can't even set foot on the place.
Well, we'll see about that. We'll keep an eye on it. Let's go to Dan. He's in Mexico. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi. Hey. How you doing?
Hey,
I didn't actually know what you were talking about, and it's quite ironic that you're talking about Lieberland tonight. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I heard a while ago that you're always interested to hear about projects for libertarians.
Sure.
I started up a project, we got land about a month ago, 625 acres in the mountains in Mexico.
Okay.
For dedicated to being some kind of a private city style project, but we're branding as a camping resort just to keep it all quite simple.
Hmm. All right. Where is this happening?
It's in the center of Mexico, Michoacán.
Okay.
The state. It's in a very remote place, like 10 kilometers from tarmac road, and definitely off-grid.
Has anything been worked out with the Mexican government, or is this just one of those projects where it's like, we're going to have a camping resort here, and realistically, the Mexican government's just never going to bother you because you're not a problem to them?
That's exactly the idea. We're just going to register as a camping site, so we sort of fly under the radar.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys know of Liebestad in Norway.
No.
Similar. It's a private city project. Started in 2017. I was actually living there before I came to Mexico, quite happily and content, but I had to leave because of Brexit, actually.
Really? Why?
I'm from England, and to be in any other country, I would suddenly need visas to stay in any country there, so...
Even in...
Yeah, I don't want to be registered, you know?
So Liebestad is a campground?
They're set up like a camping ground as well. But they've got their own cryptocurrency. I'm basically taking a lot of inspiration from them and different places that I've lived at over the decades.
I mean, it's a cool idea. It sounds like the Porcupine project. Freedom Festival, you know, year-round, because that's essentially what the Porcupine Freedom Festival is. Rogers Campground Timber and Fork Fest. They temporarily become these libertarian cities that aren't bothered by the police. The United States government doesn't crack down.
Exactly.
The local police don't do it. And as long as we don't, you know, destroy things, the people who own Rogers Campground, they leave us alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is privately owned. We've acquired it since like four weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And, quite interesting.
What's the vision exactly? People come out and camp year-round there? Or what
it's going to be registered as a camping ground, but it's actually all about private plot ownership. It's about individualism, voluntary society.
What sort of amenities are you going to develop there, or is it just always going to be camping?
Yeah, we're going to have like a main shared building, say like a clubhouse, shared kitchen, music stages. There's going to be a kids education building.
I'm thinking more like electricity.
We've sold quite a few plots already.
I'm thinking more along the lines of electricity, running water, internet service.
Yeah, internet, we're going to be getting the Starlink very soon, the satellite.
Okay, so you already have electricity and water.
We have 3 kilometers of river on the land.
Okay.
Fresh water. We've got solar set up, which is plenty for now.
Sure.
Like I said, we've only had the land about a month.
Is it forested land or is it
it's
a field?
Forest, yeah, but it's not pine forest. We've got a website with drone footage of the whole land.
Plug it. What's the website?
You can check that out. It's www.skogenbosque.com.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, spell that one.
S-K-O-G-E-N. You can search it online. B-O-S-Q-U-E.
Okay. Yeah, I never would have guessed that, so I'm glad you spelled it.
No, it's Scandinavian for the forest and Okay. Bosque is forest in Spanish.
Well, so you'll have to let us know how this develops. We'll take a look here. And
certainly. I've joined the Mastodon, so awesome. I'll be in touch.
Splendid. Thank you, Dan, for the call.
Thanks for
tonight.
The great work, guys.
Yeah, I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Yep.
Good luck out there, man. That sounds like a cool project.
Yeah. Says here there's only three rules at Skogan, and nobody's job will be to enforce them. We'll talk about it coming up here. If you can join us, you're welcome to. 603-283-6160. It's free talk.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight is Ian.
How are you?
And Conan.
So this show, which we had started out with, of course, talking about the latest school shooting, intended to get to World Economic Forum. We did talk about the replacement theory somewhat, as you wanted to, Conan. But then somebody called in about Liberland, and that set us off on this path of looking at these alternatives. We were just looking at Liberland, and then somebody just happened to call in from Mexico, and he didn't sound like he knew that we were discussing Liberland tonight. So it was interesting that that just happened to coincide.
Yep. Skoggenbosk.
Skoggenbosk, or Bosque.
And this, by the way, is much more appealing than Liberland. This is an actual property, and it's not underwater, and there's a road nearby, and a river
territory.
Nearby. Yeah, it's actually owned. Now, I am not a fan of communes, which I think this would turn up as a sort of commune.
I don't think so. This sounds to me like a more capitalist sort of
venture. If there's private property involved, if you can actually buy plots
That's
from
what
this
he's
guy.
Saying. That's what he mentioned. That. Okay, he said they've already sold some plots.
I like the sound of it.
Have they really sold plots, or have they leased plots? That would be my question.
I'm looking at the rules here, and it really does seem like a campground where you just kind of go out and just, you know, do what you do.
It says here, members agree in the contract to be the best version of themselves, creating a very pleasant atmosphere for everyone to live in peacefully. Everyone is responsible for their own actions. If you make it dirty, you clean it. If you break it, you replace it. From washing up your own dishes to disposing your own trash, if you want freedom, then you need to be responsible for it. General services such as water delivery and trash removal will be provided at a cost if requested. And they say here, off-grid means off-grid. There's no mains water supply from government or connection to the main electrical grid. Sorry to say it, we are nowhere near nice restaurants or hotels, and they are out in the woods, it looks like. They talk a little bit about the location. The nearest town is some little place called El Devanador.
That has raised the interesting question of what are these people going to eat out there? Right, they need time to develop agriculture and things like that there, or they can just.
I mean, this is how things start. I mean, you have to start somewhere, and this might be in 50 years, this might be the true libertarian utopia. And here we were talking about it, and you know, the guy has only had it for a month.
It's going to start small, Arya, and just somebody is going to be making trips to get food elsewhere. Somebody's going to be killing deer or whatever. Yeah. You know, little beasts are running around for sure. But there is a little town somewhat nearby, and then you're about 2.5 hours from a city called Morelia. And so you better believe that if there's people that don't want to go do hunting and stuff, they're going to be willing to pay for somebody to run to the grocery store in the nearest city, which is a bit of a hike, but obviously, they exist.
Yeah, but
they can't be too successful because, I mean, they're not even in disputed territory. They're in Mexico.
Yep, that's right. They're just trying to keep below the radar.
Yeah, and if they get on the radar, the Mexican government's going to come at them. So they already there have a cap on how successful they can be.
And now we're talking about Mexico. It might not be the government. Mm-hmm. It might be some cartel. Wants a free lunch, and look at these hippies.
They tend to feed on each other, though, from what I understand. The cartels target each other. They don't so much go after the average folks, you know? There's a lot of fear about the cartels, but it's really overblown.
Well, I have opinions of communes, and they don't tend to do very well.
I don't think this
people go out there and they find out that there's actually work involved.
Yeah,
and or they just experiment for a couple of years.
I don't think a lazy person is going to be attracted to this project. I don't think you're going to be able to just get by on this project. You've got to be a self-starter, somebody who...
Well, I know there are a lot of dreamers out there who think they can do it, and then they go live on a farm for 2 weeks, and they're like, screw this, I'm going back to the city.
Well, this is going to filter out those people.
Well, right? Like I said, this is much more appealing than the Liberland fantasy. This actually looks like it has some potential.
They say they do have solar panels and a generator. They're looking for doing some wind turbines and hydropower later on. They're on a river, as he mentioned. It's starting rustic.
Yeah, and it's beautiful. It looks good. It looks very beautiful.
It sounds like a cool project.
Yeah, if you've got a service, he says they're talking about creating service providers, produce and service providers, skilled people.
They need a farmer.
I don't know if I can go back to the. This is on the equator, man. That's hot.
It's gonna be hot.
That's hot.
And also in the mountains, not exactly arable soil.
This is a picture.
I'm sure you can make it happen.
Oh, I know I can make it happen, but
well, there's trees growing, so you can.
I've really gotten used to not being in bug country. Mm. You know, we have so few bug problems here in New Hampshire, and it's
This isn't a commune, Conan. It says your people do what they do and charge money for it.
But he's already talking about all the public spaces they have. That's just a recipe for disaster. Mm. Unless someone owns it and they can, there's
somebody
rules.
Does own it. This guy.
As long as there are rules, like you make a mess, like he stated, you clean it up or you're going to get kicked out.
But no one's enforcing the rules. There's no one to kick anyone
that's
out.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's a problem.
So not
look
enough
at,
rules.
Look
for
at
Conan.
Look at the development of this country. they treated all of the first colonies like communes, and they didn't work.
They failed
miserably. Yeah. People starved until they started saying, "All right, look." This is your plot. You do whatever the hell you want. And it's like, and then it took off.
Well, it says here that the more diversity, the better, and there will be plenty of business plots being sold in the future. After that time, the Skogan Company dissolves, and it leaves an autonomous zone behind. So it's an interesting experiment. It's advertised as a place to stay free.
Instead of doing that, I would recommend becoming like a decentralized autonomous organization.
And they maybe they will, you know, over
just
time.
Throwing that out there.
What does it cost? I don't know, but it says here it is a strictly membership-based process. You must become a member in order to live there, and so that they're going to put you through a questionnaire, apparently, to figure out who you are. So there's a bit of a, you know, maybe some hoops to jump through here. Memberships are $50.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't necessarily mean you can go, well, I guess...
I think that means you can go live there if you pass whatever
the qualifications.
Well,
presumably it means you're allowed to buy a plot of land or at least a plot of land.
Well, if you're allowed to buy a plot of land, you should be able to live there.
Yes.
And you can download the questionnaire here on their website. So it's something I'm interested in hearing more about. I hope Dan will continue to follow
project.
Up and let us know how this thing develops. I imagine they're going to... have some sort of an event to show people this place.
Absolutely.
Because
yeah.
you don't want to, I mean, very few people are going to want to buy a plot of land, a sight unseen from an organization they don't know anything about. I mean, it's one of the nice things about the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Forkfest is you can come up here to New Hampshire, you can hang out for a week or two, you can visit the whole state, check out the lay of the land, literally get to know your future neighbors. And we forgot to mention Forkfest, or we did talk about it briefly, but we didn't mention what it really is. It's June 27th through July 3rd, and it's a great excuse to come up and celebrate Independence Day with other freedom-loving activists here in New Hampshire. If you're not ready to go down to the middle of the mountains and the woods in Mexico and start from zero, and there are some people that would love that opportunity, so I'm really glad that we heard about ScoganBosque.com here tonight. But if you want a little more of a, you know...
Internet, electricity.
Livable atmosphere. New Hampshire's got that in spades, and you can still live in the woods here, too.
Oh, yeah, we got some woods.
They got plenty of woods.
Very small population and lots of woods.
I think New Hampshire's like 96% woods or something like that. So come on up to ForkFest or the Porcupine Freedom Festival or both. Go to ForkFest.party to learn more about that. We'll look forward to seeing you there. We got more coming up. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here on Free Talk Live at 603-283-61.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is addressing the nation after a Texas elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas.
Another massacre. Uvalde, Texas. an elementary school. Beautiful, innocent, second, third, fourth graders. And how many scores of little children who witness what happened see their friends die as if they're on a battlefield, for God's sake.
The president also ordering flags to be lowered to half-staff in honor of the victims of the shooting. They will fly at half-staff until sunset on Saturday. Stay tuned to USA Radio News as the story continues to unfold. USA Radio News. Continuing coverage of one of our top stories, Texas Rangers say 18 children and two adults are killed after a mass shooting happened in Uvalde, Texas. The suspected 18-year-old shooter reportedly had a handgun and rifle and allegedly shot his grandmother before entering the school. Former FBI agent Maureen O'Connell says we're going to learn a lot about the suspected shooter soon.
We're going to see all kinds of things that should have potentially been addressed, and there are a lot of ways that those can be addressed.
Former San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro says Uvalde is your typical small-town community.
Uvalde is a tight-knit community. About an hour or so west of San Antonio, a place of a lot of hardworking folks, folks who know each other, a classic small town.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC, USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open if you want to join us here. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about creating some sort of alternative to the state, a place where people that are more interested in liberty and freedom could physically migrate to. We're working on that here in New Hampshire, but of course there's already an existing state here, and they're fairly well entrenched. But there is a sort of a native appreciation for the ideas of liberty here in New Hampshire.
Live free or die.
Live free or die state, and that mentality does exist in a lot of the natives. So we believe this is a good place to start that process, try to work through the system and outside of the system, depending on your preferences. There's different approaches going on here. There's people trying to create the alternatives, build the agora, if you will, the free market. And then there are those who are wanting to get elected and try to dismantle the state from the inside. And they're having some success. It's slow going, of course. This is a, you know, probably a multi-generational project. But I got to say, I'm pretty happy with the progress so far in the last two decades here in New Hampshire. Again, check out forkfest.party to learn more about the upcoming summer festival that's happening June 27th through July 3rd here. But we've heard from some other projects here tonight, including the brand new Skogen Bosk, SKOGENBOSQUE.com. That is a plot of land that was recently purchased in Mexico, according to the caller, Dan, tonight, that they're trying to sell some plots ultimately to freedom-minded people to essentially live off the land or live independently as possible. It's quite a ways away from other people, and so if you want to comment on that, or Liberland came up tonight as well. Of course, our own Mark Edge is a huge fan of the special economic zones, which unfortunately are coming up against quite a bit of opposition in Honduras these days, with the entirety of the Honduran legislature unanimously voting to abolish special economic
zones.
Recently.
I thought they were all about it. I thought they were like, yeah, sell it to these yahoos and
apparently
let,
they
them,
changed ha- their
let
mind.
Them have some land.
Yeah, apparently they changed their mind.
That's the issue with governments, man. Yeah. They can and they do change their minds.
Yeah. So
like I said, when it starts to gain value, yeah. When it starts to become attractive, that's when the powers that be,
they're going
to
get in.
They want to step in and get a piece of that.
Well, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Stephen in Georgia, you're on Free Talk Live. Stephen.
Hey, so I was just kind of pedaling around looking at that shooter, and I found a little bit of information about him. Apparently, they identify as transgender.
I just found different information about that. Apparently, that's a different Reddit account, and that person is still posting actively at the moment. So
the shooter is now dead, apparently, and you're talking about the Texas shooting. So are you saying the image of the person in the dress isn't actually the shooter, it's somebody else?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying I've seen that conflicting information.
Too early to know for sure, I think, at this point.
There's also a bunch of text message threads, and I sent them to you on the on Facebook Messenger.
I'm not on Facebook Messenger. So if you're sending something to me, it isn't me. I don't know who that is.
No, I sent it to Free Talk Live, like the Facebook account.
Oh, I have no idea if that's monitored in any way, shape, or form, just for the record.
Okay. But
I don't monitor it, so probably not.
Okay. Apparently, the individual told like 20 or 30 people that he was going to do some quote-unquote crazy S today, and they should check the news.
Wow.
I mean, that's not necessarily threatening, though. I mean, there have been all kinds of times where I was about to do some crazy S.
Yeah,
it wasn't
he was
going to
jump off a building or something like that. Who knows?
Well, I've never heard of a shooter, like, calling people up or messaging random people in this case. And be like, hey, y'all should turn the news on tonight.
So there's no logic that applies to a crazy person.
Didn't the Buffalo shooter do all that? He described everything he was going to do on Discord?
And he did it publicly,
did he?
Yeah.
I think he did.
I don't know how much he said about what or where, but I think he...
Well, his manifesto stated clearly what he planned to do. It didn't list the exact location, but it did mention that it was in New York. And it was posted 2 days before. He even stated what guns he was going to use.
In detail, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, his travel plans. And it was posted 2 days before the shooting took place.
Okay.
Steven, anything else?
I just think it's really odd that you have the shooting in New York where it looks like a left-winger, like, loses their mind and does some stupid stuff. And then a couple of weeks later, another left winger, like, all clues at this point.
Well, how do we know this is a left winger?
Everything in those chats should, like, push towards communism.
Hmm. Oh, so you've seen the chat logs already?
I haven't seen these chats. What chats are you talking about?
If you Google, not Google, but if you Facebook the person's name, you get all sorts of stuff about the shooting, and you get all sorts of pictures. Like, that are supposedly taken days before, and it's the guns and it's the magazines, which nothing about that's ominous, but then, like, you look at stuff.
No, I'm curious where you're saying he's a leftist. Where is that accusation coming from?
So if you look at those albums, I guess, and you look at the screenshots, there's lots of swastikas and there's lots of hammer and sickles. And he's calling people comrade.
Okay.
Okay, you see how those two icons, like, conflict with each other, though, right? You can't say, he's a communist because he had a communism sign, and then say, but he's not a Nazi, even though he had Nazi signs.
I mean, you can be a communist and a Nazi, right?
No.
I don't think so.
I think they hate each other.
Oh.
They're at least, I mean, just look at Ukraine. That is the war that's going on, the civil war in Ukraine, not the one that Putin is instigating, but the commies hate the Nazis.
The original Nazis definitely hated the communists. I mean, Hitler made it a point to go after communists.
How about this crazy theory? The person's bipolar, One's a transgender Nazi and the other's a heterosexual commie.
We'll see. And over time, thank you for the call and the theory.
This is just way too early to speculate.
Yeah, it's too early. Let's go to Jack in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Jack.
When did, like, pharmaceutical technology come into existence? I mean, is it ancient or is it recent?
Germ theory. This is 100 years, maybe?
I mean, define technology, because the concept of chewing on willow bark to cure a headache or minor pains has that goes back thousands of years. And that's effectively technology, and we just refine that and make aspirin out of it. So,
But the pharmaceutical industrial complex is a fairly new phenomenon. And so Louis Pasteur with penicillin and whatnot, and this is new stuff.
A baby. Yeah, so with these shootings going on right now, and, you know, I don't want to say, you know, hormone treatments maybe for children, you know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be a vampire, like, or a ninja. You know, I wasn't able to do anything about it, but I did. But I think, you know, a lot of kids get a lot of hormones, or they're on these Ritalin pills, or, you know, the equivalent. And then we have all these shootings.
No one's giving kids hormones, man.
What?
What?
Yeah, there are lots of kids.
Kids are on all these hormones. What are you talking about?
That's much more rare than antidepressants, right? Like hormone therapy is.
Oh, do you mean 18-year-olds? Sorry, you had me confused because you said kids, and I don't consider an 18-year-old to be a kid.
18, 22-year-olds.
Are they not giving hormone treatments to young minors, kids?
Think of it, puberty blockers, but whether or not that qualifies as a hormone is.
These shootings seem really odd. It feels like the government, it's like a slow red flag, is what I'm getting at. It's the pharmaceuticals themselves are making kids crazy. How about the vaccine?
18 years old, dude, not a kid.
Well, that said, there are a lot of kids that are on antidepressants and
SSRIs.
SSRI, ADHD.
All of these kids, a lot of these shooters, there has been some antidepressant that has been used in their lifetimes.
Yeah, and there's a good chance this guy's been on it since he was 13, right?
They never mentioned it, though, by the way. They only mentioned his political affiliation. I'm more concerned with what drugs these kids were taking.
That's a good question. Jack, thanks for the call tonight. Maybe we'll find out over time. You can share your thoughts as well. It's free time.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phone's open. You join us if you want. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight it's Ian.
All right.
And Cody.
And you can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features. All available for you there any old time you want. Just go and enjoy. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go and learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Just sit over there and click Get Started at the top of the page. You'll find some introductory videos there. You've got to get some of the basics down before you decide to jump in, although it might be a good time to start jumping in a little bit into cryptocurrency because the price of Bitcoin has been down for months from its peak of around $68,000 per coin to right now $29,500
yep. and change.
It's pretty much been hovering around $29,000-$30,000 for the last 2 weeks. Several weeks, as yeah. far as I'm aware.
Could go lower. Who knows what's going to happen? But over time, it has trended upward. So you can go and do your own research at Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started. We're going to the phones to David on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, David.
Yes. Bosque in Spanish. It's also an English word. You just say bosque. So English bosque is B-O-S-K-Y. And Liberstad, you owner, just to refresh your memory, it was you, Ian, that introduced all of your listeners to Liberstad, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, whatever it was.
I think you're thinking of Liberland, which we spoke of earlier tonight.
No. You did both of them. The only reason I know about Liberstad is because I heard about it featured on Free Talk Live.
Huh, okay. I didn't remember it at all.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I just wanted to give you credit for that. You weren't even taking the credit, so there you go.
Okay. What were you calling about?
That's what I was calling about.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
What does bosque mean in Spanish?
Was it forest? It was forest. I think our caller said it was forest.
Oh.
All right. So the video that I wanted to play, this is the World Economic Forum's basically the second in command. So last night we played Klaus Schwab. The guy was a big,
the founder.
Accent.
With his cat, stroking his cat and with his evil eye.
Does he have a cat? It wouldn't surprise me if he did that.
He needs to get one because he just needs to really live up to the evil villain that,
he is. Totally is. You know, he says things, and they're pretty bad. But if you actually listen to the other guy, who's apparently his right-hand man, Yuval Noah Harari is his name. Also involved with the World Economic Forum.
Does that mean what he's going to say is even worse?
It's worse.
You will eat the bugs, and you will love it,
is what he has to say. Now, this isn't from this week. This is previous clips of him, but he's involved with this group. And again, World Economic Forum is meeting as we speak in Davos, which I think is Switzerland. And it's just a crazy scene where unlicensed so-called journalists are being targeted in the streets by police for harassment. The police have World Economic Forum patches on their uniforms. So, like, this whole thing is a totally owned and controlled, locked down environment for these elites that are spending upwards of $100,000 just to attend this particular event where they're plotting the control of our future lives. Here's what this guy has to say.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance.
Boom, right out there. In your face.
But he's not the only one who has said this.
He's second in leadership at the World Economic Forum.
Yeah.
But I mean, the Gates and the Faucis of this world—they're always saying this stuff.
But they don't come right out and say this convinces people to accept total biometric surveillance. They say it in other words, but this guy's just right out there.
He's going to say COVID is what is important.
This is
because,
our tool.
Yes.
And you know what? He doesn't even saying it out loud. You could play this for the 30% or so of maskies that are still out there who are all compliant.
Oh, I want that.
And they're going to be like, but that's a good thing, isn't it?
Sure will.
Stop this epidemic. We need not just to monitor people. We need to monitor what's happening under their skin. What we have seen so far, it's corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. We now see mass surveillance systems established even in democratic countries, which previously...
These are, by the way, different clips of him in different
things. We rejected them. And we also see a change in the nature of surveillance. Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin. Now it's going under the skin.
Man, this guy is really all about... I don't want to say getting under your skin, but he is all about
totally
getting under your skin.
Yep, and he's going to be using Musk's technology. Because he's all on board, too, with the Neuralink and the whole nine. And
now, is he still
Starlink.
Involved with World Economic Forum? Because he was in the past, and I heard he's no longer. I don't know if that's true.
Who knows? Yeah. But you can't trust Musk.
He's their plant.
He's their plant, for real. He's
controlled opposition.
Good cop, bad cop. You got Gates on one side. You got Musk on the other. He is Mass Formation's answer to the libertarians and the freedom-thinking peoples. And where is their messiah at? Oh, here's this guy. Here's this OSPE. Yeah. You know, talking our talk, man. We love this guy.
Want to know not just where we go or who we meet, above all they want to know what is happening under our skin. What's our body temperature? What's our blood pressure? What is our medical condition?
Google Fit.
Why do you need that? Why do you need to know that information? Why would you
the
want
more
someone...
data they have, the more they can control.
Yeah, but why would you agree to something like this?
Because it'll protect them from COVID.
Or they have to go shopping.
Now humans are developing even bigger powers than ever before. We are really acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction. We are really upgrading humans into gods.
Transhumanism, that's what this is all about.
The power to re-engineer life. I know that in recent years we saw populist politicians undermining deliberately the trust that people have in important institutions like universities, like respectable media outlets. These populist politicians told people...
Respectable media outlets, meaning the ones we control.
Oh, yeah.
He might as well just say Trump, as far as I can tell.
Trump didn't actually do those things.
Scientists are this small elite disconnected from the real people. I mean, all this story about Jesus rising from the dead and being the Son of God, this is fake news. Humans are now hackable animals.
That's always
been the
whole
idea that humans have, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over.
That's over. This is who we're talking about here. His name again, Yuval Noah Harari. But let's fast forward now to today, to not just today.
Yeah, I would need a lot more context with some of what he was saying. I was very curious about how we don't have souls. By the way, I'm going to have something for us next week about the whole souls and the NPC meme, which
well,
I think would be very entertaining.
I mean, he believes he can and intends to control the
to hack
human population. Yeah, so let's get into what's happening this week at the World Economic Forum. Just two quick clips from the last 2 days. This is the president of Pfizer, the CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla, on their stage with the World Economic Forum logo behind him. And this ties right in with what the second command was saying.
Basically, biological chip, but it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, the compliance.
Compliance.
Insurance companies to know that the medicines that patients should take, they do take them. It is fascinating what happens in this field.
He wants to put chips into
medicine.
Random medicine so the doctors can monitor whether or not people actually take them.
That's the start of it.
But I mean, that's horrifying as it is.
Things, right? Because this other guy was talking about getting under your skin. Well, how do you do that? Because they obviously have like things like Google Fit, right, that are monitoring the top of your skin.
But you could take it off.
Things like heart rate. Yeah. But now they're going to be putting chips inside your body.
But that's conspiracy theory.
It's right here. Right out in the open.
Right
that's
out
the thing
open.
With this World Economic Forum. They don't hide what they want to do.
They're proud of it.
Yeah. Here's this one. This is one of the most disturbing ones here.
We are finding ourselves in a place where we have increasing polarization everywhere. And everything feels binary when it doesn't need to be. So I think we're going to have to think about a recalibration of a whole range of human rights that are playing out online. You know, from freedom of speech to the freedom to, you know, to be free from online violence, or the right of data protection to the right to child dignity.
What the hell is online violence?
What did you just say? The right of child dignity?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But the
she said spreech too.
Recalibration of human rights like freedom of speech. We
can't
have
your freedoms for a little bit of security when you're on the internet. That's what she said.
Yeah, you might be subject to internet violence. I guess that's like the metaverse when someone comes up and humps you, right?
These people.
This is what they're doing.
These are dangerous, dangerous people.
Recalibrating freedom of speech because people are just
speech. Speech.
Yeah. Out of time tonight. Join us tomorrow online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com and check out our social media site, social.freetalklive.com. See you then.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.